9, 10, 11, 11-ish. Okay, 11-ish plus the entourages. Okay, that's perfect. We'll let you know where exactly the venue is shortly. The toilet is right outside this door between the two rooms. Smoking is only downstairs, not anywhere near the forum, but there's quite a few side streets and alleys. Follow me if you want to smoke. I'll show you exactly where I do it. All right, so without further ado, I will let Tracy introduce herself and Rose.
Thank you. Oh, that's right in my face. G'day, g'day, good morning. Am I okay? Am I in frame, Matt? Okay, fabulous. So it's great to see everybody here for this, our, is it fifth? The fifth time we've done this? I'm Tracy, if you don't know me, Tracy Northcott. I'm one of the OGs of the JREP crew. And we decided to put this together, the whole series, mainly because we're real estate nerds and we just wanted to hang out. Now, as a short-term, I'm the short-term rental person, so I'm a bit of an interloper in a real estate investors conference. However, real estate is not my place, is my place of business, not my actual business. However, I do know that there's a lot of kindred spirits here, or people that are curious about how the business works. Now, shortly after the last conference, the summit in April, I took a trip to Denver and I spoke at the STR Hospitality Professionals Conference there. Now, Hospitality Professionals, were a global group, hospitable hosts. Rose and I are one of the original authors of the best-selling book. Did we bring it?
No.
Oh, okay. We are dedicated to raising the standard of hospitality in vacation rentals, short-term rentals, mid-term rentals around the world. So I guess a lot of you know that, sometimes staying in vacation rentals can be a little hit or miss. And when you're a professional like us, that really makes our blood boil. So what we're trying to do is raise the standard through education, through support, through training. And when I was in Denver, I heard this amazing human being speak. And yes, she's from the US, but the hospitality is global. It's a human-based, and there were so many nuggets, and I just insisted that she come and share it with Japan. Now, take what you need, discard what you don't, but there's so many nuggets in here about the psychology of working with human beings, which we all do. So anyway, let me introduce Rose, my dear friend and my colleague, and I'm just so grateful that she's taken the trip. I don't know, do you want, I'm going to be...
This one. Okay.
That one? Okay. Well, here she is, and please, there's so many juicy nuggets here, and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. My name is Rose Tipka, and I'm very glad to be here. This is actually my very first time in Japan, and my husband is actually watching on the stream right now. He's back in the States because he's at home with our kids, and I'm going to make all of you guys make a wonderful face in just a moment. So hello to my husband, hello to my kids who are watching right now. And so today, this morning, I'm going to be talking to you about the psychology of the guest experience. So before we get started, I think it's a good idea for you to know a little bit about me. So first of all, I am a mom, and I'm going to make you guys make a funny face. I have 6 kids. Yes, I know how that happens. My husband's very good looking, just in case you wondered. So my company is called Your Family's Place, and we specialize in very large homes for multi-generational family vacations. We're located in Ohio, which is in the Midwest, and we're in the process of expanding outwards. I'm also the mom behind Hosting in the Motherhood, and that's where I post content about being a mom, being a host, that kind of stuff. I am a best-selling author along with Tracy as part of the Hospitable Hosts book series. And we are, Tracy and I are kind of living the dream, traveling the world, educating other hosts on hospitality. Now, I would like to suggest that you open up a little bit and think about real estate a little bit different. Now, a lot of times, yesterday we were talking a lot about real estate investing. And I would suggest that when you're thinking about short-term rentals, Airbnbs, Vrbo's, Booking.com, that you think instead, not as real estate investors with occasional guests. Instead, what you are is a hospitality company that uses real estate as your delivery mechanism. All right. Now, I will tell you, I'm not going to talk much about Airbnb today because I'm going to suggest that you build yourself a real company that doesn't rely on a third party for all of your revenue. All right. So we're going to be talking about how we can develop brand loyalty, how you can get guests to come back year after year, because that is the real money maker. So we're going to start with a bar graph. I know that you guys like data, and so I'm going to start with a fantastic bar graph. Now, this comes from a book called Never Lose a Customer Again, which is something we all would love to do. Now, if we survey customers and we survey businesses, 80% of us think that we are providing our customers with an excellent experience. So we think pretty highly of ourselves, right? 80% of us think we're doing excellent. Now, if we flip it on the other side and we ask our customers, did you have an excellent experience? Only 8% of our customers think that they had an excellent experience. So we think very well of ourselves and of the job that we're doing, but that is not translating to our customers. So we clearly have a massive problem. We are spending time and money to go out and find customers, be it in vacation rentals, be it in any business. We are spending time and money finding our ideal customers. They consume our product, but only 8% of them think that it was an excellent experience. And so there's this churn happening where we have to continually go out and find new customers to purchase or experience our product. There's this massive gap happening between what we think we are delivering and what our guests are actually getting. And that massive gap is costing us money. It's costing us money in advertising and time. Anytime that you have a new guest coming and staying in your property, that's always a risk. Are they going to be a good guest? Are they going to be a bad guest? So we want to bridge that gap. We want to find the right people and then get them to continue to spend money with us time and time again. So the good news is by understanding the journeys that our customers go on, we can tap into that, use some different tools to teach them to be loyal to us so that they come back and stay with us year after year. So during my presentation, I'm going to show you how to stop losing guests and how to make them into loyal advocates for your brand. And yes, this is about vacation rentals, but this is certainly applicable to any sort of business. Every customer goes on a journey, and we're going to break that down and talk about how we can use different tools at different phases to make them want to be loyal to your brand. So to begin with, I want to start with a story. This is the Magic Castle, and the Magic Castle is a hotel in Los Angeles. Now, you can see from the picture, it is not the fanciest hotel. It is not the most updated. It doesn't have all of the fancy amenities or anything like that. But the Magic Castle has something that no other hotel has. It has the Popsicle Hotline. So you're wondering, what is the Popsicle Hotline? At the pool at the Magic Castle, there is a red phone, an old-fashioned rotary phone that you have to dial. And that phone only connects to the front desk of the hotel. And when you dial the magic phone and it goes to the front desk, a member of the team comes with a silver tray and delivers to you at the pool a popsicle. It's like, what, a 10-cent popsicle? It's not that much money. It's the Popsicle Hotline. And this is a delightful experience for the folks that stay at the Magic Castle. And just this really simple hospitality trick has earned this particular hotel a lot of fame. Heck, I'm talking about it right now. And is this a difficult thing to do? No. Is it an expensive thing to do? No, not at all. But what they have done is they have taken an ordinary thing, a popsicle, and they've done it in an extraordinary manner. And that's what I want to encourage you to think about when it comes to hospitality. You don't have to go bankrupt. Investing in fancy amenities and saunas and hot tubs and all of that fancy stuff, it's not an arms race of amenities. What it is is setting up touch points that are extraordinary. And those touch points will teach your guests about your brand. Now, I operate in the States. Tracy operates here in Japan. We're fundamentally doing the same thing, right? We are welcoming people into our homes and our properties while they're on holiday. Now, we are fundamentally doing the same thing, but what we can do is do that in extraordinary ways. Now, we're going to talk about four different touch points within the guest journey. And I'm going to be talking about each one of these. And I'm actually going to be spending more time in the affirm, activate, adopt phase. So we're going to talk about each one of these. I'm going to break them all down and talk about how you can teach your customers, your guests about your brand to make them loyal to you. So first of all, the assessment phase is what we would consider the research phase, all right? So if you're planning your family's holiday, maybe you're going on a site like Airbnb or Vrbo, booking.com. Maybe you're doing a Google search. Google vacation rentals is the up-and-coming way. We know the vast majority of people booking holidays are actually starting on Google. They're not really starting on the OTAs or the online travel agencies. And so they are researching where they're going to stay. So at that point, your customer is weighing all of the different options. Maybe they've wish-listed things. Maybe they have a list. They're evaluating the pros and cons. So at that point in your online presence, whether that's your OTA listing, whether that's your website, you need to be building trust and showing that you are a legitimate professional operator. And there's lots of ways that you can optimize your listings to do that. And we will also talk about marketing in just a second. So your OTA, the OTA, by the way, stands for Online Travel Agency. And so those are the Airbnbs, the Vrbos, the booking.coms. Now, a lot of folks are starting and booking vacations on those. And there is a movement within the professional host community to encourage people to book direct on our websites. And by doing that, our guests are saving money because you are avoiding the fees that the OTAs are charging. Now, I will have a guest who will ask me, oh, what about this service fee? I don't want to pay that. Well, goodness, nobody wants to pay a service fee, do they? And so I say back to the guest, that is what Airbnb is charging you to use their website. And they've never thought about it that way before. They think, I just logged on to Airbnb, I have a profile, that didn't cost me anything. This is a free service. Nope. Airbnb is not a free service. When you pay that service fee, that is what you paid for the benefit of using their website. Also, as a side note, a lot of hosts actually push higher rates to the OTAs. I personally mark up all of my rates 15%. Before the service fee for anybody who wants to book on the OTAs, all right? So you need to be ready to go to show those folks that are in the research phase that you are a quality place to stay, that you're going to take excellent care of them, and that they've made the right decision, all right? You also want to think about how to make your company Googleable. All right. There's a lot of talk about SEO and making sure that you're optimized for ChatGPT and things like that. And so you need to practice a type of marketing that I call flooding the zone. I'm going to use some sports metaphors. I'm American after all. For those of you who are from the States, I am from Cleveland and my family are Cleveland Browns fans. And so I know the meaning of true suffering. Okay. Yes, if you are from the States, you will know, or you can Google the Browns. It is our cross to bear to be Cleveland Browns fans. When you are marketing, you need to flood the zone. People will ask me, where do I advertise my rental? The answer is everywhere. Where are you getting your leads? From everywhere. I'm on the OTAs. I have a book direct website. I have social media pages. I'm doing Google AdWord buys. I'm doing Meta AdWord buys. I am going to flood the zone. So my company and myself personally is everywhere that my potential guests are looking for a vacation. If you're not there when they plug it into Google, they're not going to find you. All right. Marketing is a flood the zone activity. It is also an endurance sport. Marketing is not a sprint. All right. You don't get onto Instagram, TikTok, whatever social media you're using and put up a video and then, oh, there we go. I'm done. I've marketed. Now, it's not. It's an endurance activity. It's about growing your audience. It's about building your credibility. And that's not something that happens with one or two posts spaced out over a couple of months. It's an endurance activity. Think of any of these big businesses that are very successful. How often is Airbnb advertising? The answer, all the time. All the time. And so you can also do that, not on the scale that Airbnb does, absolutely, but marketing is an endurance activity. So let's say you have a guest who has gone over all of your listings. They've decided, this is it. This is the place that my family is going to stay. They have made the decision to stay in your home. Great. They made a good decision. So we're going to do a couple of things to tell them that they made a good choice. We all like to hear that we made a good choice. The very first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to do a personalized video. I'm going to use my phone to do it, and I'm going to text it to them. Now, my personalized video is the same for every guest, and I'm going to do it for you right now. So if you want to go ahead and get your phone out and bring out your camera, you can copy what I'm going to do, and then you can use it with your guests. And I'm going to pretend that Tracy is staying with me. That's right. I told Tracy yesterday that if I had a bigger piece of luggage, I would put her in there and take her back to the States. But Tracy thinks it's funny because I only travel with carry-on because I think there's only two types of luggage, carry-on and lost. So, yeah. All right. So as soon as that reservation comes to me, this is the video that I'm going to record on my phone. So I'm going to say, hi, Tracy. This is Rose from your family's place. Thank you for choosing Middle Haven for your family. And you can relax and know that I am going to take excellent care of you. Now, if you have any questions or you need anything, feel free to reach out. Thanks, Tracy. That's it. 20 seconds. I can do it in under 20 seconds and boom, I'm texting it to the guest. Now, if you are welcoming people internationally, can you do this? Yes. You can still text them. You can use WhatsApp. You could send it to them in an email. All right. If you do that right away, you have given them a very important message. All right. I'm going to take excellent care of you. You're not just another number. You're not just another reservation. You're not just a deposit in my bank. You're a person and your enjoyment of the vacation matters to me. Now, a lot of hosts don't do this. And so the way that we outcompete average and low performing hosts is doing the things that they're not willing to do. All right. So you're obviously going to have a lot of email confirmations that are going out to your guests. And that kind of stuff is standard. Everybody sort of expects that email confirmation, right? Everything you do, you get an email confirmation. Everything you do, do you get a personalized video? Do you get that? No. So, hey, you're doing something ordinary in an extraordinary way. The next thing that I do is I send out old-fashioned snail mail. Does that translate, Tracy, when I say snail mail? Yes? Okay, good. So we get junk in the mail, right? Nobody gets good mail anymore. So I'm going to subvert that expectation of not getting any mail. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get out a piece of stationery that is beautiful and is certainly on brand for me. And I am going to handwrite a thank you note. And in that thank you note, I'm going to be adding for my company, I add magnets, refrigerator magnets. They're flat. You can post them without any additional postage. But what that does is it creates what's called lumpy mail, which is an old school marketing technique. When somebody gets a piece of mail and it's not flat and maybe it weighs a little bit more, the open rate goes up. Imagine if we could do that with emails, right? So people will get a handwritten thank you note from me saying, hey, thank you for booking my place. I've given them a gift. And this is what I call a strategic gifting opportunity. Gifts are not just from the kindness of my heart. It would be wonderful if they were. But all of the gifts that I'm giving my guests are highly strategic. So the magnet that they get has the logo of the property that they're staying at. It doesn't necessarily look like an advertisement, but they get it. They slap it on their refrigerator. Every time they walk past the refrigerator, oh, that's where I'm going on holiday. somebody else is over their house. What's this place right here? Oh, that's where we're going to go on vacation. I've given them a gift, and it's kind of some sneaky advertising in there. Now, depending on your business model, you might have a very long lead time before folks stay with you. You might have a short lead time. For our properties, we do have very big homes, and our average lead time is closer to 180 to 270 days. So our guests will enter kind of this dormant phase. It's kind of like the doldrums, where they're not going to hear too much from me. But our guests are spending a significant amount of money to stay with us. So they have put down a 50% deposit. Some of our guests have put down $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And then they're not going to receive that product for 6, 9, 12 months. So they have taken a leap of faith here. And I have used this opportunity to affirm their decision to stay with me so that they feel really good about handing over that money. So during this affirm phase, we need to communicate to our guests that they made the right decision. How do we tell them that they made the right decision? We tell them they made the right decision. We don't have to go in a circle about it. We tell them, you made the right decision. Now, through all of this, these processes that I have, our cancellation rate is very low. On the OTAs, cancellation rates can be as high as 50 or 60%. Ours is less than 5%. So when somebody has handed over their deposit to us, we don't have to refund those when people aren't canceling on us, okay? So lowering that cancellation rate is good business, right? You don't want to hold on to that money. Maybe you're using it for something else. Somebody cancels, you got to pay that back. So these are some simple and incredibly low-cost ways to tell your guests that they've made an excellent decision and get them ready to have a wonderful stay with you. Now, there are some magic phrases that I've used already, and I would highly recommend that you take a picture of this. You can steal my magic phrases and absolutely use them. One of them I already used: you can relax and know that I am going to take excellent care of you. It's personal. Vacations are personal, right? Another message that I like to give our guests is the acknowledgement that there are a lot of choices when it comes to vacations. There are a lot of places. You can go online and find hundreds, thousands of places to stay. So I acknowledge that, and I thank them for making a good choice. We all want to know we made good choices, right? So I tell them, I know there are a lot of choices when it comes to vacation rentals. Thank you for choosing your family's place. You've made an excellent decision. Well, isn't that a message all of us want to hear, right? We all want to know we've made an excellent decision. So I tell them that they did. Now, the activate phase is what happens in the lead up to the actual reservation, all right? So we are educating our guests when it comes to what they're going to expect. Then we are entering what I call the critical zone, all right? Now, if you've gone on vacation before, you know the critical zone. It's usually the night before you travel and everybody's having a meltdown, right? So you're packing, you're trying to figure out directions, all of that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about what to do during the critical zone. And then following the critical zone is what I call the golden hour. It's that first half hour, 45 minutes that the guests are in your properties. All right. This is a very important phase here where we cannot mess up as hosts. All right. So, excuse me. When it comes to educating, we're going to be providing our guests with a lot of information about travel, all right? Maybe you have a digital guidebook, maybe you have a PDF, all of that kind of information that they need to get themselves to the door, right? How do you get here? What's supplied in the house? But you can actually take that farther and enter the affective domain by getting more data from your guests. Now, you can use expensive websites to do this, and you can also do it for free using Google Forms. So I send out a pre-arrival survey to our guests, and these are the questions that I'm asking. Now, some of this information, I already have it. I already know their name. I know that kind of stuff. I'm looking for some other things. Are you celebrating anything special? Oh, maybe they're coming for an anniversary. And so if they are, I'm going to go get balloons and I'm going to have anniversary balloons staged at the house when they get there. So I've exceeded their expectations with about $10 worth of balloons. Do you have any goals? Maybe they really want to relax. And so I can maybe get like a spa package together and leave some special things for them there. So what made you choose our property? That's excellent for marketing, right? Where did they find us? That kind of stuff. I will also ask them what information they would find useful. So things like restaurant lists, kid-friendly activities, where are the grocery stores? That question gets asked all the time. So within my software, I make those into emails that are ready to go. If they indicate that they have a need for the grocery store list, that automation kicks in, boom, that email goes out. So I set it up and it runs forever. Now, this is some data here from my guest survey. I took this a couple of months ago. So as you can see up here, this is the question of where did you find us? And this goes back to the flood the zone marketing that I talked about. I wanna know where they actually found our properties. So here, when I pulled this data, about 20% of our confirmed reservations, these are people who have already given me their money. They found us through social media. Social media doesn't cost me anything. It takes time, absolutely. Now, there was also this other in green, this 20.5. And that one was an interesting one. So it was about who referred them to me. And so 20% of people staying with me were saying that they got referred. And so when I dug deeper into the data, those arrows right there are content creators that I've worked with. I've used content creators to help raise our visibility. And so those people are indicating that they found us through content creators on social media. So if you're not using social media to promote your business, you're sleeping on an opportunity and you're not flooding the zone. These are the results from the information that guests wanted to get from me. So 76% of people wanted to know what restaurants I recommend. How do I do that? I send them a blog post that's on my website. And by the way, if you have tracking cookies on your website, as soon as they touch your website, you can retarget them in the future with advertising. So anytime you can get somebody to touch your website, that's a new marketing opportunity for you. Now, these people right here and the property specific question, those people, you need to call them on the phone. Okay. There are some guests that are very needy. Tracy knows this. Some guests are very, very needy. And the good news is they usually will self-identify with like 10,000 questions, or we saw yesterday with the 500 emails. Those people self-identify, all right? These people, property-specific question, call them. They want to talk to you. It's usually a nothing question, but they just want to know that you're going to respond to them, okay? Give them the opportunity. Give those high-need individuals the opportunity to identify themselves so you can take care of them. Now, we can go on a side quest with this data. My kids love Dungeons and Dragons. And so, I have 5 boys, which I know is a lot of boys. And so a lot of our terminology is video game stuff. So what you can do is you can take this data. I did it in Google Forms. You can download it into an Excel spreadsheet. You can then upload that to your favorite AI and you can ask it questions. I asked my guests about their goals before they arrived. Based on their responses, how can I understand their priorities and motivations? Have the AI do the work for you. How can I market to more people exactly like this? You have data, a set of data that doesn't exist anywhere else, that is unique to people who have already given you money. Those are the people that you need to find more of. If they have already picked you, you need more people exactly like that. How do you do that? Analyze the data from the people who have already stayed with you and picked you. So now we are entering the critical zone. The critical zone is the night before vacation. We all have meltdowns, right? I have all of my kids running all over. I'm trying to pack. I'm trying to get everything in. What's the dog doing? It's a nightmare. This is the point where people say, did I make the right decision? I don't know if this is the right thing to do. Maybe I just shouldn't even go. This is when you call them. You call them on the phone. And you call them and I say, hey, Tracy, this is Rose from Your Family's Place. And usually they're kind of nervous because they're already hyped up because they're in the critical zone. And they're like, yeah, what's going on? And I say, I just wanted to see if you had any questions before your arrival tomorrow. And you hear this audible, okay, everything's all right. They know I'm coming. They're reaching out to see if I have any other questions. There's that, you can just feel that change over the phone. And so they'll say, I'm not good. I have a question about this. I have a question about that. Or, when am I going to get the door code? Any last minute things. Okay. And then I give them a very important message where I say, I'm here if you need anything. All right. Now, this critical zone phone call is so important because fundamentally what we do is get people in the door. And I've stayed in vacation rentals all over the world. And 80% of them, I had a hard time simply getting in the door. So if you can do better than that 80%, you're doing better than most hosts out there. So go ahead, get on the horn, give your guests a call. Big companies, they don't do that. You don't want to know why? Because they can't. But you can outcompete them by offering this level of customer service. The golden hour is the best hour of vacation. And I'm being told I have to go faster. I will talk a little faster. Sorry, I have a lot to say. I always have a lot to say here. I hope you're finding it valuable. The golden hour is that first half hour to 45 minutes of when folks are actually in your properties. What do they need? They need something to eat. They need something to drink, and they gotta go to the bathroom, all right? So for our property, we focus on family-friendly vacation rentals. What am I giving them? Fresh baked chocolate chip cookies that are as big as your face. I make them in bulk, I freeze them, we bake them fresh the morning of check-in. And I cannot tell you how many messages I get from people thanking me for those cookies. Where do I go buy them? And I say, you can't. You only get them if you're staying with us. And so that touch point, they walked in the door, boom, fresh chocolate chip cookie. And I know my husband is watching right now, so I have to tell him, chocolate chip cookies are better than oatmeal raisin cookies. There we go. I said it. What is he going to do about it? We have welcome gifts. This is strategic gifting opportunity number two. We use these welcome bags that are in the same style as an American company called L.L. Bean. Old fashioned, nostalgic. Those are part of our brand things. Also, our properties always, always, always over deliver. Don't get me wrong, all of my pictures are correct. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna keep talking. I'm sorry, I'll go a little faster. I'm sorry, I will be here all day, but I really wanna cover this because I think it's super important that we always over deliver on our properties. So this particular property has this door, and this door is a wardrobe. Now, if you are a fan of C.S. Lewis, Narnia, yeah, I've always wanted a secret hidden room. And so we build our properties, and so this room has a wardrobe. I will get guests who will message me, and those guests will say, where's this bedroom? I thought this bedroom was in this property. Where is it? And I say, have you gone through the wardrobe? And they say, oh, hold on just a second. They go through the wardrobe, and there's a whole nother Narnia bedroom in there. You need to build intentional things into your properties that over-deliver, all right? So there is that surprise and delight. All right. When you are thinking about that arrival sequence, it has to be curated, just like a museum curates the experience. It is more difficult for us because we aren't necessarily in the properties with us, with our guests. We aren't really observing them consume our product. Hopefully you aren't, because that's a little creepy if you are. Okay. So we have to lay it out so that it unfolds in the way that we want it to. All right. And again, everything has to be better than the pictures. Pictures need to be accurate, absolutely, but you have to be better than the pictures. Now, step back and think about guest communication. Remember that guest communication is a dance, and you are not leading that dance. Your guests will set the tone for how much they want to communicate. That's why I give them that message, I'm here if you need anything. Okay? So guest communication is a dance, and you are not in the lead. All right? Now, these are things that I say, I'm here if you need anything. Sometimes they'll say, I'm really sorry, I have these questions, I don't want to bother you. And I say, it's never a bother, I'm here to help. I'm giving them that reassurance that it's okay. But again, the guest is always in the lead when it comes to the amount of communication that we're doing. Now, this is a special thing that I started. Yes, and Tracy loves this. So Tracy, congratulations, Tracy. You are the hero of your family's vacation. Now, there is one person on the reservation that is the most important, and that's the person who made the reservation. For me, it's in our family, it's me. I'm doing the research. I am getting everything packed. And gosh darn it, I deserve an award, right? Absolutely, I deserve an award. Hey, your guest just gave you a lot of money to stay with you. Let's give them an award, right? So for our brand, again, Family Vacations, we developed a certificate that we print out and customize for all of our guests. The vacation hero. Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them book the vacation, right? For organizing, planning, and dealing with everyone's requests, you officially earn the title of vacation hero. Your bravery in facing schedules, logistics, and online reviews will go down in family history. And you see that up there? I have a roll of gold stars because we all want a gold star, right? My husband wants one when he does the dishwasher. Guess what? I give our guests a gold star. And they come and they walk in that door, and that person who is in that critical zone meltdown and is so worried about vacation, they walk in, there's a certificate, and they get a gold star. Does that cost me much? Hardly anything. A sticker and a piece of paper. But I have made people cry with this certificate. Didn't cost me hardly anything. But the feeling that they got from being recognized is what made them loyal to our brand. Now, after our guests have checked out, we are not just going to let that communication disappear, because I want to develop this long-term relationship with them. So I'm going to, again, be sending them a piece of mail, and this is strategic gifting opportunity number 3. I'm going to be mailing them a handwritten thank you note, and in that one, they are going to get another refrigerator magnet with our brand's logo on it. It has our website, and it encourages them to book direct with us in the future. We have a sticker on the cookies that says, next time, book direct, because I'm priming them with the idea that this isn't a one-off stay. This is a continual relationship. Next time, book direct. That suggests there is a next time. So I'm telling them that there is. We also have a robust email and retargeting campaign. We use a marketing company. We send emails in kind of a, I call it the friendly aunt tone, just giving them information about our company and what's going on. And then we are back to social media, and we have come full circle. What are we doing? We're flooding the zone again. This is an Ouroboros. That's for my kids. They liked the Loki series, and it's an Ouroboros. We're flooding the zone again. After folks have stayed with you, they're back into the marketing funnel, and you need to be everywhere so that the next time they are thinking about booking a vacation, the only company that they're thinking about is yours. Now, I like to kind of end with a pie chart. This is the end, I promise. I know we're at a real estate conference here, and I would like to suggest that we think about this a little bit differently. Finding your property is maybe 2% of the journey. Very important 2% of the journey, don't get me wrong. Very important. Then you're going to go through the setup phase, which is short, maybe 1%. Yeah, but actually taking care of the folks in your house, that's 97% of your hospitality journey. And so we need to be thinking about that, not as real estate investments with occasional guests, but hospitality businesses with real estate as our delivery vehicle. So your guests don't really care how much you paid for your property. They don't care about your reno. They don't care about how much money you're making. Your guests don't care about any of those things. There's only one thing that your guests care about, and it's how you made them feel when they were staying with you. And if you can hit those buttons and you can make them feel welcome, they will come back and continue to spend money with you year after year. Thank you for having me. These are my socials. And by the way, this QR code is going to go to Tokyo Family Stays, not to any of mine. I'm staying with Tracy right now, and she got me in the door easy. I'm doing a mini social media takeover over at Tokyo Family Stays. So if you want to follow along with our whole trip, make sure you're giving them a follow. My stats are looking really good here for the last couple weeks, so Tracy's pretty happy with that. So my company is Your Family's Place and hosting with the motherhood. I will be here all day. I'm sorry I took up all of the question and answer time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rose. We'll take one question from the audience, one from the stream. We've got a few there already.
Okay,
so if you've got a question, raise your hands. Meanwhile, from the stream, Rose, somebody is asking, do guests really chicken out the night before? Like, what's the drop-off rate if you don't make that last phone call?
It's not that people are going to cancel the night before. It's that they're feeling tremendous anxiety, and anxiety and vacation are not feelings that I want next to each other. So I want them to feel at ease, that this is an easy thing for them to do. It's easier for me to separate them from their money if it's easy for them to go on vacation. So yeah, the cancellation rate the night before is low, but I want to hit those points where I know people are having meltdowns to lower their anxiety, make it easier for them to go on vacation.
Hello, thank you for presentation.
Yes, thank you.
Do you repeat the same sequence every time the guests return, or
yes,
you change it?
Yes, I do. I have a variation in my strategic gifting opportunities. We've been in business for 7 years. So we have guests that have stayed with us 6, 7, 8 times. And especially when they're booking a year out, my rates are the highest the farther out. So someone stays with me for a week in June and they immediately rebook that same week next June, they are paying my highest rates. And they do it gladly because they know that I'm delivering on the experience.
Any more hands in the crowd? Meanwhile, just somebody in the stream also wondering, how many Airbnbs does Rose actually own, and do you have charts, data, like analytics on everything that you've just explained?
So again, I actually don't use Airbnb at all, which is fantastic. The vast majority of our reservations come off of our website.
Hospitality properties,
yes.
I should have said, sorry.
We have 6 units of vacation rentals or STRs, and then we also have a collection of MTRs and medium-term rentals that are 30-day furnished. So we have kind of a diversified experience there, diversified portfolio. We also are a little bit different in the fact that I do not use investor capital. My husband and I own and manage all of our own properties. So our growth is slow, but I also don't answer to anybody. And that's what I like.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we've got a very short, like 3-minute break,
sorry.
And then Tracy.